Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Layla Morandi, Program Manager for the California Food for California Kids program, an initiative that is sponsored by the Center for Eco-Literacy and helps provide school kids with meals during the summertime. So thank you very much for joining me, Layla. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about the Center for Eco-Literacy.
Sure. We're a nonprofit based in Berkeley, California, and we focus on education for sustainable living. So we support school districts in incorporating more California-grown fruits and vegetables in school meals and helping educators find ways to echo that great work in nutrition services throughout the school community through teaching and gardening in ways that kids can explore their world through fresh and local foods.
In what ways do you promote sustainable practices?
Sure. We partner with school districts to really get them cooking again, starting with, you know, procuring more local fruits and vegetables for salad bars and to incorporate as part of entrees. We offer professional development for culinary staff in school districts to focus on the skills that are really needed to prepare and serve and also promote the fresh foods that they're serving as part of school meals.
So you're not actually providing the food for these summer food programs, but you are teaching the programs how to provide sustainable food and how to live a sustainable lifestyle.
Exactly. We give school districts the tools and framework for incorporating more around sustainability in their nutrition programs and in education.
Okay. Now, one of the initiatives that you are behind is the California Food for California Kids program. Tell us about that.
Sure. It's a program that exists to support school districts in increasing students' understanding of where food comes from and how it gets to their cafeteria trays. So that includes partnership with school food service to serve more fresh and local foods, and also partnering with educators to teach kids more about locally grown foods, why they're great for them, and why they're good for the environment, too.
So tell us more about the summer food program.
With the summer meals program, school districts are serving free lunches to all kids 18 years and younger over the summer when school's not in session. And that's important because they're serving meals during the year, but when the summer months come and kids aren't getting that meal at lunch that they get during the school year, they risk the potential to go hungry or just not have access to that good nutrition they're getting during the year. So we're working with our partner school districts to make sure that kids know where to get those lunches and also menu planning so that they incorporate lots of fresh fruits and vegetables during the time of year that we know they taste best.
Where locally is this summer food program taking place? Is there a place in Southern California or in the Inland Empire that they can go to take advantage of this summer food program?
Absolutely. School districts all over the state are serving summer meals. The best way for people to find out about them are by texting food, or you can also text comida to 877-877. The Center for Eco-Literacy also has a website, www.summermeals.org, where students and families can go to visit and find out where the meal locations nearest them are.
And who else do you partner with for this summer meals program, and how did it all get started?
Sure. So the Summer Meals Program originates with the USDA. They support school districts in serving these meals when school is out of session. And we partner with school districts that we know are serving fresh, local, sustainable foods as part of school meals to make sure that we help them get the word out. So this summer in the Inland Empire, for example, we're working in Riverside with an outdoor advertising campaign. So families will be seeing eye-catching billboards and bus shelters and things like this that direct families to the text line and website so they can find out about the meal nearest them. And it features lots of fresh fruits and vegetables on the signage so that they know when they show up to a site, kids will have something fresh and delicious to eat.
I know that the Alvord Unified School District is taking part in the Summer Meals program along with the City of Riverside. Now, are these fixed locations or are they moving from place to place where they can go to these summer meal programs?
For the most part, summer meal sites are fixed, but the text line or website can tell you all about it, where you can find those sites. A lot of them are at schools, but there's also meals being served up at libraries, community rec centers, parks, Boys and Girls Clubs. So there's lots of options available to folks, like where they live in their own community. And we want to make sure they know, you know, when those meals are being served and where. And so they can find all of that out by contacting through the text line or the website.
Tell us about some of the other programs that the Center for Eco-Literacy is working with and providing.
The Center for Eco-Literacy doesn't just work on summer meals. We work year-round through the California Food for California Kids Initiative to provide professional development for food service and for educators on, you know, how to prepare, serve, and promote those fresh fruits and vegetables in school meals, and also teach kids about them so that they're more likely to try them when they're at school or ask for them when they go home. That's really the core of our focus. And, you know, many years ago when our organization started, our mission was education for sustainable living. And when we started working in schools, we realized one of the first things we have to do is address the issue of food and how, you know, if we want students to be connected to nature and how we impact the environment, we have to think about the food being served at school and how they understand their relationship to food in the natural world.
Very good. Now, how do kids take advantage of this summer food program? Are there any special requirements?
To participate in summer meals, there's no paperwork and no identification required. As long as you're 18 years and younger, no one will get turned away from getting a fresh summer meal.
Okay, great. So school kids can just show up at these sites and get a free lunch. Now, what about other meals? Do they offer more than just lunch?
That's a great question. Many sites actually have more than one type of meal. Some sites are serving breakfast. Some are serving lunch. There are some that are even doing suppers and cooking up in parks. So you can, again, text the 877-877 line or visit summermeals.org to find out about those specific meal times.
Okay, now, is there any other place they can go to get information about the Summer Meals program or about the Center for Eco-Literacy in general?
Sure. Information about the Summer Meals program is available through USDA's website and also through California Department of Education. There are a couple of other different ways that they can find out, for example, calling their county's 211 or information line. To learn more about the Center for Eco-Literacy, you can visit our website at www.ecoliteracy.org. Or you can visit the California Food for California Kids Initiative website, which is californiafoodforcaliforniakids.org.
Okay, and give us that text number again.
Sure. You can text food or comida to 877-877.
Okay, now if there's one point that you could focus on why these summer meal programs are so important, what would that be?
These summer meal programs are addressing a gap that can happen over summer when school is out and kids don't have access to that school lunch that they have during the year. So by school districts partnering with the city and parks and all these great agencies to serve meals, we're making sure that there's no nutrition gap for kids. And it also supports continued learning and social opportunities for kids over summer, too.
Layla Morandi, Program Manager for the California Food for California Kids Program, an initiative by the Center for Eco-Literacy, and we've been talking about the Summer Meals Program. So thank you once again for joining me today, Layla. I appreciate it.
We appreciate your time as well and for being on the show. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.